The Australian Mung Bean Association says record prices and a favourable season will see the crop spread over 100,000 hectares. That means some farmers will be growing the pulse crop for the very first time. President Rob Anderson says there are a lot of steps growers can take to maintain high quality beans.
Leading up to harvest, there's a lot to do around timing of desiccation, timing of harvest, and I think also moisture at harvest. So there's a lot of things that can go wrong, but there's certainly a lot of best practice information out there for people to follow. So delivering it into store on time, at the right moisture level, and making sure that those harvested samples don't contain a huge amount of wet pod and other material.
What about chemicals? Obviously, chemical usage is monitored by a lot of our export destinations, particularly, I'm thinking of the EU. Have there been difficulties in the past?
Yes, certainly it's something that through the AMA we've been really trying to promote the use of the grower declarations and the importance of the accuracy of the information that's recorded on those. Last year there was a case where there was a number of containers exported into the centre of England. So they were a premium grade product and they ticked all the boxes prior to being exported. But unfortunately there was an error on the grower declaration. It was certainly an honest mistake, but that error meant that a product that we thought wasn't sprayed on this actual crop was, and it was detected in that material. So here we are, we've got four containers worth of product unpacked onto pallets in the centre of the UK in a cold room, and it can't be sold in that market. So there was a lot of cost and a lot of pain in that process, having to re-export the product back out to another country. And it just reinforces the importance of accuracy. So these types of cases have the potential to damage the entire industry. And we really are in a fantastic position now. So what we need to do moving forward is make sure we maintain that. And I guess that's why we're out talking to growers, to make sure they're aware of all the things they can do to help the industry maintain that strong reputation.
And the price for the legume is still at a very high level too. AgriFoods Queensland senior commodity merchant Steve Foran says it's still hovering around those record prices.
So we've seen hectare pricing from a farmer level delivered downs range from the 1320s through to the 1450 on a hectare basis. Those prices are in and around that mark today. Continued strong support has underpinned the strong planting.
And is that a record price?
From my memory, yeah, I think we did see some fixed tonnage stuff trade last year at that 1450 level for number ones. That the hectare prices for this time of year before harvest, yeah, it's pretty good pricing.
And what's influencing the price at the moment?
Certainly the international demand for quality Australian green mung beans. We certainly see a premium for Australian product in the world market, and the Australian dollar softening has underpinned that pricing.
Across the globe, India obviously is somewhere where you watch as well?
Yeah, that Indian crop, that million hectares they grow over there, certainly their yields are a lot less than Australia. The Myanmar crop as well, is a lot bigger crop than Australian as well. They are the lowest cost producers in the market and their quality is nowhere near Australia quality.
The predictions are that it will be a huge crop. How much is left to market?
Our estimations are we think probably somewhere like 60% of the crop has been committed to a processor somewhere. So that other 40% will be a harvest seller.
So what options? I mean, there might be some growers who are growing mung beans for the first time. What options do they have at that harvest point?
So if they haven't taken a hectare contract now where to get a home for those mung beans as they come off the header, then they just will need to contact their processor in their area. So there'll be harvest buyers. So with this record crop, getting it all funneled through a processor will be the biggest issue for them.
You've mentioned what people are paying currently, but what are the thoughts in the trade of where that price will be?
There's no indications that we're going to see a softening of the price at the moment. My concern will be if with this large crop, if we have any downgrade of the crop and we have a large quantity come in as manufacturing quality, there's certainly a lot slower to move into the export markets, and we'll see a widening of that spread between good quality beans and the poorer quality manufacturing. So we'll see manufacturing soften and we'll see good beans rally.